This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is Big Bear Mark.
This is Luke the Wonder Cub.
And this is a podcast for Brekkie Bears
on Joy 94.9.
And we have a special guest on the line, SJ.
We do. We've got Melbourne International Comedy Festival director, Susan Proven. Welcome to the show, Susan.
Yay. Thank you very much. Good morning.
Good morning. Now, the program has been released fairly recently for the upcoming International Comedy Festival. Are you excited? Has it been a completely crazy whirlwind of a ride up until this point? How are you feeling?
It has been. It's great when the program comes out because it's such a massive job getting it done and all of that detail and all of that planning. And once it's done, then you know what you've got to do. You've just got to make it happen. But in many ways, that's easier than everything that leads up to that point.
Yeah, and I'm sure there must be a massive process as well in locking in, especially the international performers. Do you feel that the Melbourne International Comedy Festival now has enough of a pull that, is it easier to attract big international acts this year, for example, than it was sort of 5-6 years ago?
Yes, I think people love coming here because it's, you know, British, American, Irish, etc. Especially the British and the Irish because they grow up going to Edinburgh.
Yeah.
And so they are completely across that huge, big, month-long festival thing. It's harder to get Americans because they just don't have that culture of going to Edinburgh every year and that being a thing if you're a comedian. And so when they find out that you want them to come for more than just a few shows and to have a whole one-hour show, a lot of them are like, oh, really? No, we can't come for that long. And we're like, well, you know, everyone comes for that long.
Yeah,
you know,
call yourself a professional. Hello.
And, you know, Australians and British, once again, because of that whole Edinburgh thing and our culture of comedy, our comedians, they write a new hour every year, which a lot of Americans think is amazing because they don't.
Yeah.
Which is not to say, you know, there are a lot of Americans coming and they are good. The ones who come are great and they are the ones that have that curiosity about the world and they want to come and they want to see the comedians from other parts of the world. So I guess that means that the ones who do come are the really especially interesting ones. So
yeah,
that's good.
Fantastic. Now, Susan, I mean, of course, here on Joy 94.9, very curious to know, how's it this year in terms of the LGBT comedians that are going to be there? What's the lineup looking like?
Look, there's zillions.
Yay!
I've got a handy list.
Well done. Here's one I prepared earlier.
Amazing Australians that we all know and love, such as Joel Creasy, Geraldine Hickey, Zoe Coombs-Marr, Nath Falvo, Reese Nicholson, Hannah Gadsby, you know, what more could you want?
Yeah, so good.
And then from overseas, you know, and I will admit, I apologise for anyone that I've missed, but
Dina Curry.
Dina Curry, yeah.
Oh, sorry. Got Mae Martin, Canadian, coming back. Stephen K. Amos, of course, comes loads, very well loved. Paul Foote. Ursula Carlson from New Zealand, who's just selling tickets by the truckload at the moment.
I think it's since she's been on.
Have you been paying attention?
Yes,
and stuff?
Thank you very much.
Yeah, just going off. So snap up a ticket fast for her. Deanne Smith is coming back after a couple of years break. A few new people. Fortune Feimster from the US is coming and is going to be in our headliners showcase. She's amazing. I've been trying to get her over here for years.
Awesome.
And the winner of the Edinburgh Comedy Award last year, Richard Gadd, who has an extraordinary show called Monkey See, Monkey Do, which is just an amazing piece of, it's more theatrical, it's not stand-up, it's kind of a narrative, but it's really funny but also quite heart-stopping in places. And Kieran Hodgson, who was a nominee for the Edinburgh Comedy Award last year. And once again, his piece is a more narrative story, but it's a beautiful, beautiful story. So
amazing.
There are, you know, people who will be new to local audiences as well as a lot of old fave.
Susan, can you do me a favor? Can you email me your list of top LGBTIQ picks for this festival?
And
we'll put it on our Facebook page as well. So if people are kind of feeling lost in the sea of multiple artists, then at least, you know, the Joy listeners know which ones to support who are kind of our community, yo.
Yeah, no.
I was not cool enough to say it that way.
I'll get your email from our people. And,
yeah.
Yes, I'll send that through today. And I'll make sure if there's anyone I've missed too, we'll add those in.
Now, as festival director, so I'm from Harare in Zimbabwe, and completely randomly in the middle of Africa, we had a theatre and music festival for about 5 days. And I was always jealous of our festival director because he got to travel around the world and go to Edinburgh Festival and all over, kind of handpicking the artists that he wanted to bring to Harare. Is that part of your role as well? Do you just get to swan around and find talent everywhere?
Swan. I do. We are an open festival, so I don't direct the whole festival. Any Australian or New Zealander who wants to be, so basically anyone who doesn't need a visa, who wants to be in the festival can be, and they register, and it's entirely open access. So we just curate the overseas artists, and that's kind of to keep a balance, to make sure we don't get flooded with a bunch of people who are, you know, not offering a lot more than what our fabulous Australian comedians can offer. But yes, I do go to Edinburgh every year and to Montreal just for laughs, and so do a couple of my colleagues, our associate directors. They go to different things, different parts of the world, and it is, there's not a lot of swanning, I have to say. I see around 110 shows in Edinburgh. I mean, it is amazing, and it's the best part of my job, and I love it, but it is utterly exhausting. I have to have 2 full days in just my pyjamas and not moving at the end of it. But it is really exciting because you're just constantly out seeing shows, and you never know what the next one's going to be. You know, you never know when you're going to discover something that you just think, oh my God, that's the best thing I've seen in years. And it's also just great watching people from when they're new, because I see all the new people and watch, you know, they're clearly not ready to be invited to Australia, but you just watch their careers develop, and it's really great, you know, after sort of like 5 years of following someone, thinking that is the show, you know, that is the show that we should bring over.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Really good.
How do people find out more? If they want to buy tickets, if they want more info, where do they go?
But best thing is to go to our website, so comedyfestival.com.au, or our program. Our programs are, piles of programs are in coffee, you know, cafes and stuff all over the place. But if you're not close to the centre of Melbourne, you can just call up our office and we will send you one. Or
lovely.
I think you can actually do that online, register to have one sent online. But anyway, the whole program is online and it's very easily navigable.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much, Susan, for joining us today. It sounds like a jam-packed festival, as always. And the Melbourne International Comedy Festival running from 29th of March till 23rd of April. So it's going to be happening before we know it. So thank you so much for joining us today on the show.
Great. Thank you for having me.
We'll see you there.
This has been a podcast for the Brekkie Bears on Joy 94.9.
If you like our podcast, why not rate us on iTunes and Stitcher? Woof grr.
Woof grr.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.